About 40 minutes outside of New Orleans in Poydras, Louisiana, my producer Sarah and I found ourselves a bit lost.
Is it over there?
Avoiding rain and lightning bolts as we knocked on several wrong doors in search of one person.
I'm Jean Nathan, and I am executive director of the Creative Alliance of New Orleans.
Jean is also the founder of Crevasse 22, an indoor and outdoor art exhibition space that opened in 2014. The land itself is a prime example of St. Bernard Parish's historic and continual struggle with how best to live near bodies of water.
This is the site of the crevasse in the Mississippi River levee of 1922. And when that crevasse broke, it's basically a break in a levee, it created kind of a lake out of the bayou. So this is now really a little lake, but it's still part of and leads into Bayou Terre Buff.
One of the things you'll notice approaching the house is the assortment of structures dotting the yard, including a large wooden tangled sculpture of a woodpecker from artists Donna Dotson and Andy Moerlein.
The thing about the woodpecker that I'm so fascinated with is that it is meant to basically deteriorate over time. It's there as long as it lasts. And obviously, it has to do with our overall theme here, which is about the beauty and risks of nature as we get bombed away in the sky. birds and boats are metaphors in this particular show for migration. And migration is one of the options that we species, all of us, whether it's birds or humans, have in dealing with difficult environmental or political circumstances. So we use birds and boats as the metaphor for how to kind of address and deal with the challenges we have because of coastal erosion and climate change and other issues that are part of dealing with this environment here.
The exhibit also features architectural installations from artist Robert Tannen and architect Frank Gehry that reflect adaptive strategies to climate change.
There's a model in there of a house form that is meant to be the kind of a house form that you could get into right after a big storm and then add rooms onto. So it's kind of like a shotgun, only starting with one room and then adding additional rooms. And that's one early idea of how to adjust to living in a challenging environment where there's a lot more water than necessarily is conducive to safe, easy living.
Jean hopes to continue to address these environmental themes in future exhibits.
We've been exploring, and we will continue to explore in future shows and competitions, and we have conferences, that notion of how you should think about built environment and landscape in a way that enables you to be here and be safe, but also that's more beautiful than, say, propping a ranch-style house on top of 40-foot piers, which I've seen. So it's, again, kind of a comment on whether we'll be able to keep the water out.
That was Jean Nathan, executive director of the Creative Alliance of New Orleans. She will be hosting an event at Crevasse 22 on Sunday, September 9th, which will include artist talks and guided nature tours. That's open to the public and located at 8122 Cerro Lane in Poydras, Louisiana, over in St. Bernard Parish. For NOLA-V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.